You're listening to Galway Bay FM and this is Galway Talks with John Morley. Now, it could be worth setting a very early alarm tomorrow morning as Ireland gets its best lunar eclipse for more than 2 years. The full moon will pass almost entirely into the Earth's shadow, turning it a deep coppery red, the phenomenon known as a blood moon. The eclipse begins at around 3:34 a.m., but the big moment comes at around 5:13 a.m., when around 96.5% of the moon will be eclipsed. And there's no special equipment needed. It's completely safe to watch with the naked eye, although binoculars could give an even better view. We're joined on the programme now by David Moore, who's the editor of Astronomy Ireland magazine. David, good morning and thanks for joining us on Galway Talks. How spectacular is this going to be tonight?
Good morning, John.
How spectacular is this going to be tonight?
Yeah. There when you were talking. My apologies.
Yeah, tell us a bit about it, David. Go on.
Right, well, I think that this lunar eclipse, effectively a total lunar eclipse, is more spectacular than the one that everybody went crazy for 2 weeks ago, August 12th, the Pal solar eclipse. Now, total solar eclipses, for those lucky enough who went to Spain, yeah, they're a different kettle of fish. But a total eclipse of the sun, you get it cools down a bit, it gets a little bit dimmer, and you see this crescent in the sky that you need eclipse glasses for. And we supplied tens of thousands of those, but there still weren't enough in Ireland. But this one, you need no equipment, except maybe an alarm clock. And we want people to take pictures of it, because there won't be another one for 2.5 years, as you said. And although it's not officially total, 3 or 4% of the moon won't be in the Earth's shadow. The bit that's sticking out will actually be almost eclipsed. If you were standing on that bit of the moon, you'd see the Earth covering most of the sun. So actually the landscape, the bits that's left, is very significantly dimmed. So it's not a piece of the full moon that you have an hour before the eclipse. And that's important because it means that a relatively bright moonlit night will turn pitch black. It'll be as dark as any night. You'll see the Milky Way. And the only problem is the moon's going down in the west as it's happening tomorrow morning. And also the sun is coming up. So really you want to get up extra early to watch the best bits. So as you said there, mid-eclipse, about 5:15, but I'd be watching 4 to 5 o'clock on. In fact, I'll be watching from about 3 o'clock on.
Do you expect many people to stay up for it?
If they want to see an incredible spectacle of nature, yes, they should. I mean, if you're going to lose a couple of hours sleep, maybe you get up at 6, 7 o'clock in the morning anyway for work or school, and to get up an extra hour early to see this blood moon, as it's called. So the full moon will dim down by a factor of hundreds of thousands, maybe a million times, and turn this coppery red, some call it a blood red colour, and there are other colours too. It's a sight to behold. You've got to see it at least once in your life. And if you miss this one, you've got to wait till New Year's Eve, 2028, 2.5 years from now.
Big question, David. Will we actually be able to see it tonight, or will there be cloud cover and rain?
Yeah, well, my advice on the weather forecast, with all due respect to meteorologists, is ignore it. Because it's the full moon getting eclipsed, the brightest thing in the night sky. All you need is a tiny break. In the past, I've stood aside in the clouds for the couple hours of an eclipse, and in the rain, and then it miraculously cleared just for a few seconds, got my photographs of the eclipse, and was delighted. So, you know, if you check the sky at 4 o'clock in the morning, it's cloudy, it could be clear by 5, or even sooner than that. Could stay cloudy, of course, the whole morning. So I always ignore the forecast and just keep checking the sky. I remember one we covered in the magazine, there was one of those storm warnings on, you're not supposed to even travel. Yet people in Carlo got a break in the clouds, and we published their photographs in Astronomy Ireland magazine. And that's the other thing we want people to do. You know, we cover all 32 counties. Even if the weather forecast is dreadful, and I haven't even checked, because I'll be watching anyway, somebody will get a break and we'll publish those photos because, you know, Astronomy Ireland magazine is all about pretty pictures. It's a coffee table magazine designed, you know, to show the best pictures taken from Ireland and then all the best ones from around the world as well. And tell you about this eclipse, the last eclipse. There's another partial solar eclipse next August. You don't have to wait till 2090 like a lot of people were telling you. And there's going to be another weak lunar eclipse before the one in 2.5 years' time. So it's all loads happening in the sky all the time. You can photograph this eclipse with your smartphone. Just zoom in, tap the moon, it should adjust the exposure time properly, and then send your best photo to Astronomy Ireland magazine. Just go to the website, astronomy.ie, and hit the contact page.
Is there a cultural significance to this lunar eclipse as well? Because we saw that with the solar eclipse. I know in the past that perhaps wars would have been called off and deals would have been brokered. Perhaps the Romans might call off a siege of a pagan land. Is there that significance to this lunar eclipse as well?
Not anymore. People were superstitious about eclipses in ancient times. And I say ancient times. The whole Middle East problem can be traced to an eclipse in 1917, during the First World War, when the British were trying to keep the Turks out of the war so they wouldn't help the Germans, and they were causing as much trouble with their Arab colleagues as they could in the Middle East. And Lawrence of Arabia, brilliant film with the Irishman, Peter O'Toole, okay, he was born in England, but he claimed to be Irish, robbed of his Oscar for that 1962 David Lean film by a guy called Gregory Peck. Who ever heard of him? Anyway, Lawrence of Arabia was a British officer who was tasked with causing as much trouble as possible in the Middle East, and he realized there was a total eclipse coming up at the port of Aqaba on the Red Sea, which was militarily untakeable. But he knew that the Turks were superstitious and that there was a total eclipse of the moon coming. And so he attacked with 500 men during the eclipse when the Turkish defenders were shooting at the moon in the sky to try and scare the eclipse away, and took the port of Aqaba. The French and British governments promised the Arab nations everything under the sun, reneged on that promise, and here we are today with still all the trouble that we've got thanks to a 1917 eclipse. I could tell you stories about Greek empires falling because of them, Roman empires falling because of them. Einstein is only famous because of a total eclipse of the sun. Nice Irish link there. Even the birth date of Jesus Christ, we know he was born on a Tuesday evening, the 15th of September, in the year 7 BC, because of a lunar eclipse around the year 4 BC, and we can date things accurately by what was happening in the historical records at the time and our astronomy calculations. So it's a fascinating area. I love the story about the Chinese astronomers that didn't predict an eclipse in this case, and they were summoned by the emperor and duly beheaded. Wow. So hopefully that won't happen to us.
Hopefully not. David Moore, the editor of Astronomy Ireland's magazine, thank you for joining us on Galway Talks this morning. And I hope I'm not watching it this morning after our summer wrap party.